scripture that the Lord gave me this afternoon was Isaiah 44. Israel, my chosen. Israel, my chosen. Isaiah 44, verse 1. But now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Now, I'm going to remind you that Jacob and Israel are one and the same man. And sometimes we don't understand that because we say, well, he's his servant, but he's chosen Israel. The reason for that is because he fought with God. Jacob fought with God. And he argued with him to get a blessing. And there are times that you're going to have to argue with the Lord to get a blessing. And that's what we've been doing tonight. The Lord said to intercede for the area, intercede for the saints in this area, intercede for those that were on your hearts. We did that. Say, Lord, we've already done. Come on.
Lord, we've already done.
The job of Jacob.
The job of Jacob.
And we have been your servants.
And we have been your servants.
To lift up those that are hurting. That's our job, Lord.
That's our job, Lord.
That's the body of Christ in action. Now it says Israel. Yeah. Come on, say it. Israel. Whom you have chosen. That's my spirit, man.
That's my spirit.
That's the inner part of me.
That's the inner part of me.
The real part of me.
The real part.
The part of me that's eternal.
Part of me that's eternal.
You chose me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So look at your neighbor and say, you're chosen.
You're chosen.
Woohoo!
You're spreading an extra layer there, you. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land, the streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offsprings. I should have heard an amen right away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And my blessings on your descendants.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. They will spring up like grass in a meadow. Come on.
Amen.
Thank you. Like poplar trees by flowing streams.
Amen.
One will say, I belong to the Lord, and another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Still another will write on his hand, the Lord's.
Yeah, really.
The Lord's. Did you see the connection? I am blessed because you obeyed.
Wow.
Dee?
Yes.
I want you to declare right now with one hand standing up. Say, I was obedient.
I was obedient.
I sang the song of the Lord.
Song to the Lord.
And the enemy's not happy.
And the enemy's not happy.
Tough cookies.
Tough cookies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I will take the name Israel. What is that saying? That you are spirit people. You're no longer of this earth. You are of the realm of the spirit. So get out of the realm of the flesh, because when you live in the flesh, you're going to hurt. But when you live under the anointing of the Most High, in the realm of the spirit, by taking his name, you have become a part of the heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I could go on, but I want to take you now to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Because, again, you need to see chapter 12, verse 12. The body is a unit. Though it was made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given of one Spirit to drink. Hallelujah. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. Say, I am where I need to be in the body of Christ.
I am where I need to be in the body of Christ.
As long as I don't become the Lord tomorrow.
As long as I don't become the Lord tomorrow.
If I leave him on the job, I'm where I need to be.
If I leave him on the job, I am
where He's the one that will place me.
He's the one that
brought me here.
He's the one that brought me.
He's the one that placed me here.
He's the one that placed me.
So I better get into it.
So I better get into it.
Fit into the space he gave me. So that I can bless others.
So that I can bless others.
For his glory.
For his glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If they were all one part, where would the body be? Verse 20. And as it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Now, how many of you know that there are very many intricate little parts of you? And did you ever have a hangnail? How many know that if you've got one little hangnail, the whole body is in pain? I had a little bit of an ingrown toenail last night. The whole body was suffering because every time I put that big toe down, it was like, ah. Why? I needed both hands. I needed the right hand to hold the bottle of stuff. I needed the left hand to put the chemicals so that it would calm things down. I'm now walking around 10 minutes later saying to Irene, oh, thank you for the medicine. Why? Because I needed her to give me the bottle, because she was in the bathroom. Are you catching on? This is so simple. It's not complicated. Look at your neighbors. Say, we need you.
We need you.
Whether you like it or not, you fit in. Hallelujah. Now, okay, verse 22, sorry, 23. And the parts that we think less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body. Should be. But that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. That's the way of the church. Now, verse 27, now you are the body of Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, now you're the body of Christ.
Now you're the body of Christ.
Not next week, now.
Not next week, now.
And you know what? I know some of you need this, but I also know that when you declare it, it feels dumb. It feels sometimes so dumb. You know why? Because you're declaring something and you're making it happen. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, that which you declare with your mouth becomes a reality. Salvation was professed out of your mouth. That's how you got saved. That's how you confirm it. Each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Okay? Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers? Do you work miracles? Do you have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gift. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a chain clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom the mysteries of all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to all the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. And I think you already know that other part, okay? But the bottom line that I'm trying to give you is the gift of prophecy, chapter 14. Follow the way of love. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Now, if you don't have the hunger, ask God to create it. If He is asked to give you something that you know will bless the body, what do you think He's going to say?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now I've got a question. Close your eyes. And the question is this. Would I be a blessing to the body if I could prophesy? Are you willing to ask Him for more?
Yes.
If you're willing to ask Him for more, would you put one hand up without looking to each other? Okay, you're ready. Everybody with your eyes closed, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We're going forward.
We're going forward.
We want to give. Of what you've already put in us. And the gift of prophecy. Comes by the same Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you now. For my eyes in the Spirit. And my ears in the Spirit. And my voice in the Spirit. To be activated. So that I can be a voice to set the captives free.
With visions.
Words of knowledge.
Words of prophecy.
Not only for the church, but for individuals. As I go forth in obedience. Whether I'm on the job, or in the parking lot, or in a restaurant. If God gives me a word for somebody, I will give it.
If He tells me to heal the sick.
I'll do it.
Hallelujah.
These signs and wonders.
In Mark chapter 16.
Are very clear.
They will follow me.
Wherever I go, I will cast out demons.
I will lay hands on the sick.
And they will get healed.
And I will prophesy.
And the dead will come to life.
And the dead will come to life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You got the word. Now do the work.